أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وفق للسائل والمحروم and the beggar and the deprived that is the poor had a share in their wealth. This is a continuation of the qualities of those who are blessed with perfect iman. The special thing about such people is that they give sadaqah so often as if it was their duty. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that the ayah in their wealth shows a specific charity besides zakat which they spend on relatives, looking after their guests and helping the poor. Mujahid rahimahullah says that this shows spending in addition to zakat. Ibrahim rahimahullah says that it means they always believe that others have a share in their wealth in addition to zakat. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has said that the mahroom, the deprived ones, are those poor people who have a wish or a need for things of this life but remain without them and they also do not beg. Another hadith sharif says that they are those who get no share from the Baitul Mal, from the public treasury. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha has said that the deprived one is he who is in poverty because of little earnings. Abu Qalaba rahimahullah has said that there was a man in Yamama whose belongings were swept away in a flood. One of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum described him as a deprived person, a mahroom, and that he must be helped. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the poor are not those who beg for a morsel of food from door to door. Rather, the really poor person is he who has not enough wealth to survive, but people do not know about him. He is the one who is truly deprived. When Fatima bint Qais radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the meaning of this ayah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that there were duties of wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then read the ayah, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, until the end. Piety is not that you turn your faces away, and the ayat continues. The author says that a part of this, of the above ayat, has already been discussed, in which paying of zakat had been mentioned separately from charity to the poor. We are encouraged to spend generously for the sake of what is given in zakat. But it is our misfortune that nowadays we feel it difficult even while giving zakat. There are many Muslims who do not care to pay zakat, but would even sell their homes, their properties, etc. to celebrate functions and marriages, which is actually wasting of wealth here in this world and punishment for them in the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala save us. Subhanallah.